The Ramien Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School for a matchup between the Pendleton Heights Lady Ramians and the Frankton Eagles. I'm Lila Reef, and beside me is Lucas Cart. This is a first round game for sectionals for both teams. It's a beautiful day here at Legends Field with a temperature of 74 degrees. A great day for some softball. Now, the starting lineups for the Frankton Eagles. Starting at short, C. Duncan. Starting at third, M. Alexander. Starting at second, J. Marsh. Starting at first, J. Hildebrand. Starting catching, A. Engelking. Starting at left, we have A. Collins. Pitching, P. Parker. The designated player, G. Smith. And right, K. Lapeer. Now, the lineups for your Pendleton Heights Lady Ramians. At center, we have Kaya Hubbell. Next, Bo Shetland at short. Caitlin Goodwin at first, Sydney Clark as catcher, Morgan Humble as a designated player, Elena Smith at second, Gloria Richardson at left, Avery Miller at third, Lily Coffle at right, and Shelby Messer as the flex.
So this is the first round of the Madison County Tournament, and the winner of this game is going to play against the winner of LaPel and Madison Grant.
Pendleton Heights already has 4 wins and 3 losses this season, and for Frankton, we're looking at 3 wins with no losses. Frankton just is returning from spring break, so while they were on break, Pendleton Heights was playing, and they were getting more experience as playing together as a team, seeing what they can do, and they definitely have more advantage against Frankton when it comes to playing together and the bond and experience.
Yeah, but Frankton, against the Delta Eagles, scored 25 runs earlier this season, and they just had a 9-4 win against LaPel.
We're going to take a break from the national anthem, but we'll be right back here on the Sports Network 91.7 WEEM.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizen State Bank. Citizen State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizen State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School for the first round sectional matchup between the Frankton Eagles and the Pendleton Heights Lady Ramians. We just finished the national anthem, so we're about to start the game with the first pitch.
Looks like they're starting the Lady Ramians once again. Shelby Messer, who played last game, did not play last game against Shelbyville.
Shelby Messer is a junior, and so far this season she has pitched 22 innings. The Pendleton Heights has another pitcher, Eliza Finley, who's a senior, who's pitched 27 innings so far. But obviously Coach Rob Davis thinks that Shelby Messer is a better starter for this game because maybe they've already seen Eliza Finley before, but Shelby Messer can definitely come out and start us off strong for this game.
As we see the Lady Arabians warming up.
We're getting ready for a game. You know, everyone's just kind of warming up. We're looking at some warm-up pitches, warming up on the field. But it really is such a beautiful day for this game. Again, as we mentioned, right now the current temperature is 74 degrees. So that's really high for the spring. We're going to be looking at a lot of nice weather for the rest of this week. So hopefully the Pendleton Heights Ramians can continue to win, continue to go throughout sectionals, and so they can experience playing in such beautiful weather.
Yes, and if they win, their next game is going to be Thursday between either the LaPel Bulldogs or Madison Grant, who
But just this past weekend, the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians did successfully win the Horseshoe Classic. They beat the second and the fifth ranked team in the state. So they definitely, that was a good game to see, a good game to watch, and they competed really hard all weekend throughout that. But this Frankton doesn't really have as much playing as experience. They haven't played as much games this season. But we see starter Claire Duncan, who's starting at short on the right side of the box, steps up to the plate. Shelby Messer is now on the mound, and we're ready to see that first pitch of this game. That was a high ball, but Duncan decided to swing at it, so we are now looking at a new count of no balls, one strike, and that's a great way for Shelby Messer to come out there and start on top for this game.
Yeah, Claire Duncan's batting is a 750 this season.
Claire Duncan gets a hold of that one, but it's going to be a pop fly to second base. Second baseman Elena Smith steps out a little bit into the green spot right behind her, and she successfully catches that ball.
Great execution by Elena Smith.
Right, especially because, you know, the sun hits this field pretty hard, so just blocking that sun, dropping back, getting that catch definitely is going to help. We're now looking at one out for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Up to bat, M. Alexander. She gets a hold of that one. That one's going to left fielder Gloria Richardson. She successfully gets underneath that one, tracks it really well, and she makes the catch. And talking about Gloria Richardson, she has had a really good season so far on defense-wise. You know, she's really good. We're seeing her tracking the ball, diving for balls, really getting all of them that come to her. So definitely looking out for Gloria Richardson this year.
The Frankton Eagles really don't want to hit it to the left side of the field.
Jay Marsh for the Frankton Eagles steps up to the plate, and Shelby Messer pitches in an outside ball. The Blue does not call that one a strike.
So Jersey Marsh is batting a 400 this season and three RBIs.
So far she has one strikeout this season. Shelby Messer gets her on an outside ball. She chased that one and swung at it.
Shelby Messer has been able to have a phenomenal season so far. Had some great games in the Horseshoe Classic.
That is going to be another pitch in the same location as the one that Marsh previously swung at, but the Blue does not call that one. So maybe we're going to see another type of pitch in a different zone for this one. We're now looking at two balls, one strike, and two outs for the Lady Arabians. Marsh gets a hold of that one. Another one that goes to Gloria Richardson. She tracked it, but last minute popped out of her glove. Marsh got a double out of that one.
Gloria Richardson tried to secure it, but it just popped out of her glove, and then Frankton got a double out of it.
Right, that ball was to the left of her, so she got underneath it, but just last minute, just kind of rolled out. She tracked it really well, but just last minute was not for her. So now we're looking at two outs, the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Marsh is on second, and up to bat is Jillie Hildebrand. Shelby Messer does not get that one called for her. Jillie Hildebrand now has one ball, no strikes, but there are still two outs remaining.
We saw Marsh trying to steal third.
That's going to be a strike for Hildebrand. We now see Shelby Messer kind of locking in a little bit more, finding the zones that are working for her, and as the game just goes on, they're only going to get better from there.
Jillie Hildebrand's been their cleanup hitter so far this season with seven RBIs.
Hildebrand gets a hold of that one. It's a little... That was a out on for Pendleton Heights Arabians. That ball went to shortstop Bo Shelton. She threw it to first, and they successfully got Hildebrand out. Well, we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Now back to Arabian softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School for a matchup between the Frankton Eagles and the Pendleton Heights Arabians. We are now in the bottom of the first inning. Successfully, the Pendleton Heights Arabians got three outs, one runner on base, but that runner did not score. So we're still looking at a score of 0-0. We are just in the very beginning of the game, so the game's still in anybody's hands, and a lot could happen from here to the seventh inning.
And you have Kaya Hubble up to bat for the Lady Arabians.
We know that Kaya Hubble is the speed of this team. She always gets on base, which is why she is the first in the lineup for a reason.
As we see this Frankton pitcher warming up.
Kaya Hubble has had four RBIs this season, one double, one triple, and one stolen base. But she really is the dominant hitter in terms of getting on base, getting those slaps down, because she has that speed that just really adds to her as well.
Frankton just had a team meeting on the pitcher's mound.
And we're getting ready for the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning. Kai Hubble is seen in the left side of the batter's box. Lots of energy from Pendleton Heights dugout. And she decides to let that first pitch go by as a ball. She's now looking at one ball, no strikes, and there are no outs.
Great execution by Kaya Hubble not swinging on that ball.
It's really important to be disciplined, and especially in such an important game like this one. That's going to be an outside pitch on Kaya Hubble, but the Blue does not call that one a strike, so she's up with two balls, no strikes.
We see the Lady Eagles spread out towards each line of...
That's going to be a line drive straight to the left fielder, Maya Collins. She just didn't come up on it, dropped a little bit right in front of her. Kaya Hubble is now on first base. Like, as we said, that's her job. It's her job to get on the base, and she successfully did that.
Now we have another power hitter up to bat.
Bo Shelton has seen three home runs so far this season, and she is a senior, so definitely going out for her senior season. That first pitch for Bo is going to be a ball, so she's looking at one ball, no strikes.
Great job by Bo Shelton, disciplining herself to not swing.
She gets a hold of that one. It's a line drive, goes right past the shortstop. Amaya Collins picks it up, throws it into the shortstop for Frankton. She throws it back to the pitcher, and we now see Kaya Hubble at second, and Bo Shelton is now standing on first, both with great hits so far.
Great hits by the Lady Arabians to clear it in between both of the Lady Eagles players.
We now see another power hitter for the Pendleton Heights Arabians up to bat. Junior Caitlin Goodwin in the left side of the batter's box so far has had two home runs this year, just one away from being the top, which is Bo Shelton. She gets a hold of the very first pitch, and that is gone. It actually hit somebody that was walking right past her, but that is now going to be Caitlin Goodwin's third home run of the season. She dragged in two runs, Kaya Hubble and Bo Shelton. So that's going to put the Arabians up on the board with a 3-0 score.
And that's Caitlin Goodwin's third home run of the season, tying Bo Shelton.
That was a very great way to, start this game. As we said, it's only the first inning. The game can still be in anybody's hands. But she gets up there, first pitch. She strokes that ball out there.
Number 11, Sydney Clark.
Now Sydney Clark stepping up to bat.
Sydney Clark is another power hitter. We don't have her for any home runs this year, but she definitely has a lot of strength with her bat. Her first pitch is going to be a strike right down the middle, but she chose that was not her pitch to swing at.
Sydney Clark's batting a .235, and she's 4-for-17 from the plate.
She's waiting on that next pitch. Decides to swing, makes contact, but that ball is foul to the third side.
Great contact by Sydney Clark, just couldn't get it enough into fair play.
And one thing about just looking over at the Pendleton Heights dugout is that they always have energy. Coach Rob Davis talks to us all about the time, how it's in the dugout that matters, all that energy. That's what you're going to transfer out onto the field. So you're always looking at them. They're always cheering on their teammates. They're always smiling. That is what counts for Coach Rob Davis. Sydney Clark is unfortunately called out. She watched that last third strike go right past her. That is going to be one out on the Lady Arabians.
That's Lady Arabians' first down of the inning, but they've already have three runs.
We now see junior Morgan Humble step into the right side of the batter's box. She's also been doing pretty good for the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. But her first pitch is going to be a ball outside, so she's starting up in the count with one ball, no strikes. But the Lady Arabians do have one out on them.
Yeah, Morgan Humble is batting a .333, and she's 5-for-12 from the plate.
She gets a hold of that one. Right to the right fielder. That was to the right fielder, Kayla Peer, for the Franklin Eagles. She catches that one, and that's going to be the second out on the Lady Arabians.
Great job by Kayla Peer, cracking the ball and making sure to get her glove underneath it.
And as we talked about before, the sun that hits Legends Field is honestly pretty brutal. It just comes right down on it. So when you're playing in the field, if you don't have sunglasses or if you can't block the sun from you, it's going to be pretty difficult to find those balls up in the air. We now see Elena Smith up to bat. Her first pitch was a ball, so she's starting up in the count with one ball and no strikes.
Elena Smith is batting a .312 and 5-for-13 again from the plate.
That's going to be another ball for Elena Smith. We see Paige Parker on the mound for the Franklin Eagles, and so far Paige Parker has pitched 11.2 innings this season. Smith gets a hold of that one, but it's just a little foul one. So, you know, it's a new life, a new time. You know, relax, get this next one, and really focus in. She's looking at two balls, one strike, but the Lady Arabians do have two outs on them.
Great contact by Elena Smith.
And that next ball is going to come in super inside, but Blue does not call it.
You kind of see the Franklin Eagles cornered trying to storm up just in case of a bunt scenario.
We're looking at three balls, one strike. Smith gets a hold of one. It's a pop fly that goes straight to center fielder. She successfully gets under that, has plenty of time to do so. That's going to be the third out. We're looking at a score of 3-0. Lady Arabians are in the lead, and we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back for the top of the second inning here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizen State Bank. Citizen State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizen State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com.
Now back to Arabian softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School for a matchup between the Pendleton Heights Arabians and the Franklin Eagles. We are now at the top of the second inning, and at the bottom of the first inning, we saw junior Caitlin Goodwin hit one over the fence and brought in two runs as well as hers, which put the Lady Arabians on the board with a 3-0 score.
So, on deck for the Lady Eagles, it's going to be a Eagle King.
Aubrey Eagle King so far this season is hitting a batting average of .545, four RBIs, and one strikeout.
Last inning, you saw the Lady... Eagles have very capable power hitters.
We still have Shelby Messer on the mound for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Ingle King gets a hold of that one, and it is caught. Caught by first baseman Caitlin Goodwin. That ball was basically in the dugout of the Franklin Eagles, but she was dedicated to get that ball, put her glove out, and she caught that one. That's going to be one out for Lady Arabians. A great way to start this inning.
Great hustle by Caitlin Goodwin.
Amaya Collins with the Franklin Eagles is now up to bat.
Collins is batting a 182.
That one comes in as an off-speed inside pitch, and the Blue calls that one a strike. Shelby Messer is starting up in this count with no balls, one strike. And that next pitch is going to be in a different zone. That pitch is going to be outside, but Blue does not call it. Shelby Messer can hit a lot of different spots, so we see a lot of different type of zone pitches from her.
Shelby Messer is a very versatile pitcher.
This next pitch comes in as another off-speed pitch, and it's going to be called a strike. So Shelby Messer still up in that count with one ball, two strikes, one out for the Lady Arabians.
You can tell Shelby Messer likes those off-speed balls to get the batter off track.
Collins pops that one up, but it's going to go foul. Another life for Collins, but as a pitcher, Shelby Messer, you just want to get this one out. We're so close to that third strike that, you know, you just got to keep on pushing. Maybe we're going to see an off-speed pitch here because earlier we saw the off-speed pitch and Collins did not react well to that. And with the release of that pitch, it's going to be a strike dropped by the catcher, but they threw it to first and got Collins out. That's going to be two outs for the Lady Arabians.
Great execution by Sydney Clark, making sure to pick up that pitch and throw it to first.
Right, even if you ball it, it was just right in front of her. It was a simple routine throw, which Pendleton Heights Arabians can make their routine plays, and we just saw that there. Now we see Paige Parker in the right side of the box for the Franklin Eagles. We already have two outs in this game. That's not going to come in as a strike for Shelby Messer. Parker's is ahead in this count with one ball, no strikes.
Bo Shelton's playing up towards the pitcher's mound.
That's going to be a strike for pitcher Shelby Messer. Now looking at one ball, one strike, and two outs in this count. Parker swings at that one, does not make contact. The head kind of pulled off a little bit, but now we have one ball, two strikes, and two outs in this game. Will this next pitch be the third strike? That's going to be the third strike for pitcher Shelby Messer. That's also going to be the third out. We'll be right back for the bottom of the second inning here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
I started vaping to relieve stress.
I vape when I'm anxious.
I vape when I feel depressed.
The irony is, vaping actually increases my stress.
It makes me more anxious.
It makes my depression worse.
They're not the only ones the multi-billion dollar vaping industry has lied to. Vaping does a number on the mental and physical health of teens, and it's designed to be addictive, so teens keep vaping and keep buying. It's a never-ending cycle, but there is hope. If you know a teen who vapes, encourage them to join the hundreds of thousands of people who are quitting. Tell them to text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit. Vaping never helps. It only hurts. Now's the time to quit, and no one has to do it alone. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Now back to Arabian softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School for a matchup between Pendleton Heights Arabians and the Franklin Eagles. We are now in the bottom of the second inning with a score of 3-0. Pendleton Heights Arabians are up. We see Gloria Richardson, senior, up in the right side of the box, and she just got her first pitch of her count with a one ball. So she's up, one ball, no strikes. That next pitch is going to be another ball.
Aubrey Eagle King was able to get back underneath the ball just in case of an Arabians on base.
This next pitch, Richardson gets a hold of, but that is going to be foul.
It looks like the wind took it foul because the wind's been a big factor in this game.
Right there, it's a beautiful day, as we mentioned, but there just is that tiny hit and wind, and, you know, when the ball's up in the air and the wind gets a hold of it, it's going to change the direction of the ball. Gloria gets a hold of that one. That one's fair. That is going to be a great hit by Gloria straight to the right fielder, a little bit behind her, but she was unsuccessfully able to secure that catch, popped out of her glove last second, but we now see Gloria Richardson on third base, and out of that fumble by the right fielder, she got a triple.
Now Gloria Richardson is in contention to probably the steal home.
And right, as we mentioned, Richardson has been a very great player that you want to look at for Pendleton Heights High School so far this season. Again, she's a senior. It's her senior season, really her last year to show what she can do for this program, and she's doing it. Avery Miller, freshman, is up to bat. She just saw her first ball of this count come in. She's now looking at one ball, no strikes, and there are no out for the Lady Arabians.
Gloria Richardson, if that fumble ball would have been more south, she could have stole home right there.
That's going to be another ball by Paige Parker. That's going to be two balls, no strikes for Avery Miller.
Once again, the catcher of Eagle Kid was able to fumble it, but Gloria Richardson couldn't make it home.
Pendleton Heights is really showing out their A game, but Frankton's not really doing the same. We see Avery Miller hit the ball just on the ground to third baseman Claire Duncan, but she was called out at first as she made that throw, and we saw Gloria Richardson get off a third a little bit, but even though Duncan threw that ball to first, she could have committed to home, got that run, but she's still seen on third right now.
It looked like they were going to try to trap her into a trap situation.
Right, that definitely could have been a chance, which is why maybe she didn't go home. We now see Lily Koffel up to bat in the left side of the batter's box. That her first pitch is going to be a ball, so she's now looking at one ball, no strikes, and there is one out on the Lady Arabians.
Lily Koff was batting a 273, and she's 3-for-11 from the plate.
She also has that speed for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. She was going to pull out a bunt, decides to pull back, but the ump is going to call that one a strike. So she's now looking at one ball, one strike, one out. Lady Arabians still are up in the score with a 3-0 lead.
As we hear the Lady Arabians.
Fakes her out right there. Lily Koffel has a slap to the third baseman. Third baseman fakes out that throw to first so they could get runner Gloria Richardson to come off the third base. She does. They hold on to that, and Gloria Richardson gets called out at home. But we now see Avery Miller on, excuse me, we now see Lily Koffel on second.
That's a great play by Frankton, faking Gloria Richardson to try to come home, and they were able to tag her out.
Right, and if you were looking over in the Frankton's dugout, you could see their head coach was doing some type of signal, so something like that was bound to happen. We are now at the top of the lineup again for Pendleton Heights High School. Kaya Hubble, left side of the box. Again, she always gets on base, so we're going to see her on base for certain right here.
Kaya Hubble's been a great player so far this year, has been an amazing player, and she's the top of the lineup.
She gets a hold of that first pitch right away, but that is just a line drive straight to the left fielder, Amaya Collins, who was playing in and expecting something like that to happen. That is going to be the end of the second inning for this game. We are now looking, we're saying it's still at the same score of 3-0. Lady Arabians do have that lead, but we'll be right back for the top of the third inning here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Now back to Arabian softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here for the top of the third inning of the county game between the Pendleton Heights Arabians and the Frankton Eagles.
So last inning ended with Kaya Hubble hitting a line drive into left field, but unfortunately was caught by a Frankton left fielderman.
But so far in this game, we've seen a lot of great things from both teams defensively and offensively. A lot of great catches. We've seen a home run from Caitlin Goodwin. We've seen some good strategic strategies, you know, faking out the throw to first so the runner at third can get called out. Just simple details like that. But right now, up to bat for the Frankton Eagles is Gracie Smith.
Gracie Smith has only had one attempt at bat this year, but she struck out that time.
She starts behind in this count with no balls, one strike. That next pitch is going to be a ball for Gracie Smith, so now we're looking at a count of double ones.
Gracie Smith is 0 for 3 on the season this year.
That's going to be a strike on Gracie Smith. So one ball, two strikes. Pitcher Shelby Messer still on the mound. You know, we've seen her been pitching this whole entire game so far, that whole three innings, not even three yet. But we see her in that windup right now, and that's going to be a ball. So we're now looking at two twos, two balls, two strikes.
And Rob Davis probably played Shelby Messer tonight because they had a game last night against the Lady Golden Bears of Shelbyville.
Eliza Finley has been seen pitching a lot, so maybe it was just time for that break. Smith has a little pop fly that goes a little bit behind pitcher Shelby Messer, but she can make that turn, secure that catch, and get that first out in the top of the third inning. Excuse me.
Good execution by Shelby Messer to track down that ball.
LaPierre for the Frankton Eagles is up to bat, seen in the left side of the box.
She's batting a 200, and she doesn't have a home run this season.
She makes a cut on the first pitch that comes to her, but turns her head, and that's going to be foul contact.
But LeClaire's been one of the better players for this Frankton Eagles team.
And as you just look around the field so far, Lady Arabians are just in their normal positions, not really in too much, not really out too far. They're just kind of waiting for the ball, and they're always down and ready. They take that step to hop. They're ready to execute this next play. But now Kinley LaPierre is looking at a count of no balls, two strikes, but the Pendleton Heights Arabians do have one out.
The Lady Arabians have had great execution all season long, being very disciplined on the defensive side.
LaPierre makes foul contact with that one. It goes right up behind pitcher Sydney Clark, but she pops up, pits her head up. She gets that out. So we're now looking at two outs for the Lady Arabians against the Frankton Eagles.
Sydney Clark has been the pitcher for the past couple games, and she's made her efforts known.
Yeah, she's definitely a good catcher for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, as it is her senior year. She's their main catcher. Who's that? Claire Duncan gets a hold of that pitch. It's her first pitch that comes to her, but she hits that line. She hits that line drive straight to Kaya Hubbell, and she gets that. That is going to be the end of the top of the third inning. We're still looking at a score of 3-0. Lady Arabians do have that lead. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back for the bottom of the third inning here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Be crazy and have fun tuning into the Arabian Stampede with your host.
Hi, I'm Jazz LaVargo.
Hi, my name is Michael Hooker.
Hi, my name is Gracie Wolf.
Every Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., 91.7 WEEM.
Now back to Arabian Softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School for the county matchup between Frankton Eagles and Pendleton Heights Arabians. We are now at the bottom of the third inning, and so far the Pendleton Heights Arabians have been, you know, making the Frankton Eagles trail behind them this whole entire game. The Lady Arabians scored 3 runs in the first inning, and the Frankton Eagles are yet to score any. But we right now have Bo Shelton in the plate for the up to the plate for the Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Bo Shelton, last time at bat, she was able to hit the ball.
That first pitch for Bo Shelton in this count is going to be a ball, so we're now looking at 1 ball, no strikes. Her next pitch that comes in is going to be a little bit off speed, and the Blues going to call it as a strike. But Bo Shelton's a power hitter. She can make contact with that ball. So Coach Rob Davis doesn't really look that worried, as he knows that she'll do something great. That next pitch for Bo is going to be super inside, but the Blues going to call it a strike. So we're now looking at 1 ball and 2 strikes.
The last time Bo Shelton got on base, it was for that Caitlin Goodwin home run.
She makes contact with that inside pitch, but it goes right back to pitcher Paige Parker. She makes that routine throw to first base, and Bo Shelton is called out. But she got pretty jammed. You know, that was an inside pitch, and there's only so much you can do with an inside pitch, and you just try to make contact, especially when you have 2 strikes already on you. So she really did her job in that position.
And now Caitlin Goodwin's up to plate. Up to the plate, who had that home run in the first inning.
And that was a home run just off the first pitch. So far, she's only seen 1 pitch off of Paige Parker. So excited to see what she'll do right here. She calls time, steps out of the plate just to take a little bit of a breather.
We see the Lady Eagles outfield playing like almost directly to the fence.
Paige Parker throws in an off-speed pitch that's going to hit the ground, and the catcher is going to have to like kind of block it a little bit, but she successfully does. But it's going to be a ball anyway, so that's 1 ball, no strikes, and 1 out.
Caitlin Goodwin's a power hitter, so she's looking for the perfect pitch.
Right, so far the 3 runs that the Pendleton Heights Arabians have are because of Caitlin Goodwin. That next pitch is going to be another ball for Goodwin. We're now looking at 2 balls, no strikes, still 1 out. That's going to be the strike that Caitlin Goodwin was looking to go ahead and get the go-ahead for. So hopefully now that she's seen it, we can see some magic start to happen.
And the Frankton Lady Eagles are prepared for a very powerful hit.
Paige Parker goes into her windup, pitches an inside pitch for Goodwin, but that's not going to be called a strike. We're looking at 3 balls, 1 strike. So Goodwin does have some room to kind of wiggle with a little bit. She's definitely up in this count.
Goodwin might be waiting for that 4th ball to walk.
With the release of that pitch, Caitlin Goodwin makes great contact. It goes to the second base side of the second baseman. She is able to successfully get that backhand, take her time to collect herself, throw it to first, and Goodwin just, it was a really close call, but Goodwin just wasn't there in time, and she's called out. So that is 2 outs for the Pendleton Heights Arabians.
And the second baseman of Marsh fumbled the ball and had to go dive on it and able to throw it to first.
Catcher Sydney Clark is now up to bat, who is also a strong hitter for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, as we have mentioned before. Paige Parker releases it, and that's going to be an outside pitch that Sydney Clark does not swing out. Looking out, one ball, no strikes, and two outs.
Once again, Ingle King fumbled the ball, but luckily no one was on base.
We see Paige Parker also kind of working her spots, as well as the pitcher Shelby Messer for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. You know, they got inside, outside, off speed. We've really seen it all, but that's going to be one ball, one strike, and two outs. Another super inside pitch on Sydney Clark. She had to kind of like wiggle out a little bit, so that pitch didn't hit her, but she's now looking at two balls, one strike.
That could have been a chance for the Lady Arabians to get on base.
She gets a hold of this next pitch, but it's going to be a line drive that goes straight to left fielder Maya Collins. She had to come in to get that hit, but successfully did get that catch. We are now going to come back for the top of the fourth inning. We're still looking at a score of 3-0. Lady Arabians do have that lead. We'll be right back here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love this show.
Drink your cup of Joe and listen to the Arabian Roundup with your hosts,
Kennedy Quinn and Bella Myers, every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m.
Awesome!
91.7 WEEM.
Now back to Arabian Softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School, where it is currently 73 degrees, which is great weather for it to be April 11th. You know, we're still in the beginning of April, and this weather, especially for the rest of the week, definitely high. We're getting that summer feel right now here on Legends Field, but we're at a county game match. We're at the first round sectional game matchup for both teams. It's Pendleton Heights versus the Frankton Eagles, but Pendleton Heights has been up in the score since the first inning. They got that lead when Caitlin Goodwin hit a home run, brought in two runs as well as her. So we're now looking at 3-0. Score has not changed, and we are now at the top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, it's honestly a very good day, Layla, but the wind has been affecting these players a little bit.
Right, we've seen a lot of balls that are definitely bound to go fair, last-minute turn foul because of that wind, as you mentioned. But up to bat for the Frankton Eagles is M. Alexander, who is one of their key hitters.
She's batting an .875.
She sees her first pitch, and she pops that one up, but that's going to be a foul ball. So we're going to see more pitches from Shelby Messer, and hopefully M. Alexander can react to that.
Alexander has five RBIs on the season and three doubles and a triple.
We're looking at no balls, one strike on Alexander. Again, as we mentioned, Shelby Messer and Paige Parker for the Franklin Eagles, they both have lots of different spots. You know, they can go inside, outside, off speed, and you're really seeing a whole bunch of different pitches from them. Alexander is now looking at one ball, one strike. She makes contact with that one, but it's going to go foul.
It goes over left field and into the fan.
Alexander steps back to the right side of the box, up to the plate, and ready for this next pitch from Messer. She has one ball, two strikes on her, but Messer gets into that windup with the release. Alexander makes contact to that outside ball. And that is a pop fly for Alexander into the outfield, but it is going to be dropped between the players, Lily Koppel, Kaya Hubble, and Elena Smith. There just wasn't really, there probably wasn't communication out there over who's going to get that ball. And as we mentioned, the sign out here is brutal, so it definitely could have been lost there too. Alexander went to first. She rounded it to second. She successfully made it to second. She had to slide to get in. It was kind of a close call, but she was successfully called safe.
And there was some miscommunication between the Lady Arabians on that last play.
And communication is going to have to be key in this game, and especially when it comes to pop flies.
Jersey Marsh is back up at the plate.
So far, Marsh has one ball and no strikes.
Marsh's first attempt at bat was not successful, and she did not get a hit.
Messer hits another spot that's going to be an inside pitch on Jersey Marsh. So she's now looking at two balls, no strikes. So she's up in this count. Hopefully we can see something out of her.
But on the defensive end, we've seen very decent play down of Jersey Marsh.
That is going to be another ball. The blue did not give that one to Shelby Messer. So now there's three balls and no strikes.
Looks like Alexander is going to try to steal third.
There we go. That's going to be a strike for Shelby Messer. Three balls, one strike on Marsh. And we're still looking at McKenna Alexander on second. She gets off a little bit, but we're not really expecting a steal from her. With that windup, Shelby Messer enters it, releases the ball. Marsh swings at that one. It's going to be a pop fly. Communication with Key in that one. That went into the left side of the field, but successfully, shortstop Beauchelton was able to make a drop step and catch that one in the grass, but you could hear her yelling loud and clear, ball, 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 saying that that ball was hers. And again, that's the communication that you're going to need. Now the Pendleton Heights Arabians have one out.
And that's their first out of the inning, so we could see two more out of them very soon.
Jillie Hildebrand for the Frankton Eagles is up to bat right now. Her first pitch she makes contact with, but that contact is going to go foul. Looking over in the bullpen, you can see varsity senior pitcher for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, Eliza Finley, warming up. So maybe there's plans for Coach Rob Davis to have her and Shelby Messer switch in the later innings.
That last pitch went over the fence, but Caitlin Goodwin tried to track it.
That's going to be a ball for Hildebrand, and that she's now looking at one ball, one strike, and there's still one runner on for the Frankton Eagles. McKenna Alexander still seen at second.
The smart idea is to try to make it home.
That pitch comes in as a strike right down the middle for Hildebrand, now looking at one ball, two strikes.
Alexander had a little bit of a lead off that fast play.
We're still in the lead here. Pendleton Heights Arabians still have that 3-0 lead. No one has yet to score for Frankton. Hildebrand gets a hold of that one. It's going to be a line drive straight to third baseman Avery Miller. And the Pendleton Heights Arabians get a double play on that one. That is amazing for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. That ball went straight to shortstop. Went straight to Avery Miller on third base. She kind of bobbled a little bit as it did hit her in the knee or the shin area. She just kind of bounced off of that, but she was able to successfully pick that. Beauchelton was able to be there for backup, and she successfully got that one, and she threw it to first baseman Caitlin Goodwin, then threw it to third, where Avery Miller had to tag out McKenna Alexander. So there was a successful double play. A lot had to go into it. Backup, everyone was involved in that one. So that is going to be the end of the top of the fourth inning. Arabians still had that 3-0 lead. We'll be right back for the bottom of the fourth inning here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Set it up.
Have you ever wanted to listen to 91.7 WEEM on your phone, but don't have internet connection?
Try out our new app. It's called 91.7 WEEM.
Now back to Arabian softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School for a matchup between Frankton Eagles and Pendleton Heights Arabians. Pendleton Heights Arabians do have a 3-0 lead as they have scored three runs in the first inning, none since then, but Frankton Eagles haven't scored any at all. We now see junior Morgan Humble stepping up to the plate for the Pendleton Heights Arabians to lead them off at the bottom of the fourth inning.
Last time Morgan Humble at bat, she was able to hit the ball, but unfortunately it was caught.
She has been a key hitter for the Pendleton Heights Arabians so far this season, especially this weekend at the Horseshoe Classic. We saw a lot of great things from Morgan Humble.
She could really be a cornerstone to this Lady Arabian team next season in her senior year.
But for pitching for the Frankton Eagles, we still see Paige Parker on the mound. She's pitched all three innings so far.
who's only let up a home run.
Paige Parker hits a different zone on that pitch. It's going to be outside, but it's going to be called a strike on Morgan Humble. We're now looking at no balls, two strikes on Morgan Humble.
Paige Parker had only allowed 9 hits before this game.
That's going to be an outside pitch, but that is not going to be called for Paige Parker in her favor. So we're now looking at one ball, two strikes.
Paige Parker has thrown 42 pitches so far.
And that's going to be a hit right there for Morgan Humble. She makes contact with that inside pitch, hits it to the third baseman for the Eagles, but she bobbles that one and just kind of hits the ground, bounces, goes past her, and we now see Morgan Humble on first, but she has a runner coming in from her. Olivia Burns is now on first for Morgan Humble.
And Olivia Burns is more of a speed player to try to attempt to steal.
We now see Elena Smith on the stepping up to the plate for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. You know, she is a pretty good player, actually. You know, she knocks it down. She knocks the ball down at second. I mean, everyone has their errors, every now and then. But for the most part, we see a pretty good, consistent game from Elena Smith. Olivia Burns attempts successful. She attempts to steal to second base she was the runner for Morgan Humble, and she stole on that pitch, but she was called out, met the ball there, and Coach Rob Davis is not really happy about that one.
No, because it looked like Marsh was in the way of Olivia Burns, and if she wasn't there, it might have been successful.
Smith is looking at one ball, no strikes. That's going to be her second ball to add to her count, so she is up and has a little bit of room to wiggle.
But the Franklin Eagles have been very good on the defensive side of the ball lately.
She gets a hold of that one. It's going right between center and right field. That was a perfect gap shot. In this game, it's going to be very important that you find those gaps, and she successfully did, which means that she got a double, and she is now standing on second.
It also looked like the wind carried it a little bit further in between that gap.
Right, as we have mentioned, the wind is going to be a key contributor to this game, as there is just a little bit of a breeze, but with that little bit of a breeze, a lot can happen. And head coach Jeremy Parker for the Franklin Eagles is calling in a team meeting. All infield is now at the pitcher's mound. We're going to let this kind of happen. Let's see what he's talking about. Well, we'll be right back on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion-dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Now back to Arabian softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School. We took a break because head coach for the Franklin Eagles, Jeremy Parker, called a timeout for a little team meeting on the pitcher's mound. So hopefully he said some words of encouragement, just a little bit of words that really get his team going. We just saw Gloria Richardson hit the ball foul of the first baseline, but the second baseman for the Franklin Eagle was able to successfully drop step and get that. We did have a runner on second for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, Elena Smith, but she was able to do a tag run off of that one.
Elena Smith saw that her side of the field was unoccupied and was able to make it to third.
Kelsey Day is now up to bat for Avery Miller. They did a little bit of a switch in that lineup, but Kelsey Day, this is her first season playing varsity, but we've also seen a little bit of great things from Kelsey Day.
Yeah, she's batting a 143, 1-for-5 from the plate, and two RBIs and a double.
Pendleton Heights Arabians have two outs on them. Elena Smith is on third, so, you know, great scoring position. So hopefully Kelsey Day can make something happen as we can see that fourth run be put on the scoreboard. She gets hit by her very first pitch just on her foot, so not too much damage. She's able to do a little bit of a jog right down to first base, and she is good. But Avery Miller is going to be coming in and running for Kelsey Day. So obviously head coach Rob Davis had a little bit of strategy there. Maybe one of the stronger hitters, Kelsey Day, could make that big contact, and then Avery Miller with her speed was going to come in and run for her either way. So, I mean, it ended up working out as she did get hit and she got on first.
And then we see another substitution. Lillian Coffle just got subbed out for Addie Nichols, who's batting a .333 and hit a home run on her first ever pitch.
So that is another strategy that we see here. Again, that same type of strategy as we were talking about. The bigger, more powerful hitters are coming out, and then the faster runners will switch out for them. Addie Nichols in the right side of the box gets her first pitch, and that is going to be a low ball, but we see Avery Miller advance to second as A. Engle King, the catcher for Frank T. Engle, fumbled that one again. It's not her first one that we've seen her fumble, but she's A. Engle King is now walking up to the mound to have a few words with her pitcher, Paige Parker.
Now, that's a crucial call because now you have two Lady Arabians in scoring position.
Right, and we see head coach Rob Davis talking to Addie Nichols, maybe giving her a little bit of words of encouragement. But she hit that home run, her very first pitch of her very first varsity game. So we know her to be a power hitter from what she has showed us already.
And you can see the outfield of the Lady Eagles taking advantage of that backing up.
Paige Parker enters her windup. Addie Nichols calls a timeout, though, so delay on that windup.
And Elena Smith and Avery Miller might try to attempt a double steal.
Lots of energy from the Pendleton Heights dugout. We see the pitch. She gets a hold of that one. But LaPierre is successfully able to track that down in right field, make that catch. That's going to be the third out for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. We'll be right back for the bottom of the fifth inning with a score here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Be crazy and have fun tuning into the Arabian Stampede with your host.
Hi, I'm Jazz LaVargo.
Hi, my name is Michael Hooker.
Hi, my name is Gracie Wolf.
Every Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., 91.7 WEEM.
Now back to Arabian softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Pendleton Heights High School. Right now we are at Legends Field. It's 73 degrees with a little bit of a breeze, but we are now seeing Pendleton Heights Arabians take the field for the top of the fifth inning.
And we've seen some great plays conclude in that inning, like the Lady Arabians double play to force third turn at bat.
Right, a lot of great things offensively and defensively from both teams. You know, we've seen everything from home runs to double plays to steals to, you know, all of the above. We're catching balls that are foul, but we're catching, like, foul balls, but, you know, all that. A lot of great things, all the things that go into contributing to this game. But so far, we're still looking at the score of 3-0. Pendleton Heights Arabians scored three runs in the bottom of the first inning, but they have not done anything else since then.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that Caitlin Goodwin home run, the game would probably still be 0-0.
We now see a Engle King for the Franklin Eagles up to bat. Aubrey Engle King, she has a batting average of 545 with four RBIs.
Ingles King had her first at bat earlier in this game.
She watches that first pitch strike just go right down the middle, right past her. Maybe it just wasn't her pitch. She's probably specific. But again, as we talk, discipline in the plate is going to be a key factor to, you know, how you're going to perform.
Discipline and communication so far.
She swings at that one, is unable to make contact. We're looking at no balls, two strikes.
And we've seen both teams make crucial mistakes in communicating so far.
Messer pitches her. Another strike. She makes contact with that one, but it's just going to be a pop fly right to the left fielder, Gloria Richardson, who is not going to be missing that one. You know, if the balls are coming to her, more than likely she's going to successfully make that catch, and that was the successful catch we were looking for. Now we have one out on the Frankton Eagles.
Now it's Amaya Collins, who also had a flyout ball earlier this game, but she's another one of those power hitters.
Amaya Collins goes ahead and makes contact with the first pitch. Great communication from shortstop Bo Shelton as she gets, we've seen great contact from her two times now. It's going to be the second time. She yells very clearly, ball, 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 and she's able to successfully make that catch right behind the second base.
And Collins has the only home run on the Frankton Eagles.
Paige Parker now to bat for the Lady Arabians, but they have two outs so far, so just need to get this out for it to be a three outs, and then they can continue on with the bottom of the fifth inning.
And now it's the matchup between the two pitchers, which is honestly a very good matchup for both of them because it's going to be more like a chess match.
Paige Parker waiting for that pitch. She makes contact with that one. Communication is going to be key here. Kaya Hubble makes that diving catch. It was super in, you know, playing center field. You kind of have to get all those gaps successfully in the outfield. She successfully got that gap with that diving catch. Still looking at a score of 3-0. Arabians do take that lead. We'll be taking a break, but we'll be right back for the bottom of the fifth inning here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Now back to Arabian softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field for the bottom of the fifth inning in the sectional matchup between Frankton Eagles and the Pendleton Heights Arabians. So far, the Pendleton Heights Arabians have remained in the lead this whole entire game with a 3-0 lead.
But now Kaya Hubble's up to bat, who got her last ball caught in left field by the left fielder of Frankton.
Kaya Hubble has that speed. She has that, you know, that on-base average. Like, she's always on base. She's always there for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. This is going to be her third time facing pitcher Paige Parker. That first pitch comes in as a strike for Kaya Hubble.
But it looked like Kaya Hubble wanted to attempt to swing at it.
Kaya Hubble steps up to the plate again, waiting for her second pitch. That's going to be a ball for Kaya Hubble, but again, discipline in that play, discipline, communication, biggest things in this game. She stays disciplined, does not swing at that pitch.
And Frankton also has very good discipline as well.
She attempts to bunt her third pitch, but that ball, is going to go foul. She's now looking at a count of one ball, two strikes.
It was a very good pitch, a very solid bump, but the wind was able to carry it backward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the wind impact.
Kind of a little bit of a slow game here. There's been action, but not that much action. Maybe we'll see some more of the action come back into the bottom of the, to the end of the game. That's going to be another ball for Kaya Hubble. We're now looking at 2 balls, 2 strikes.
And once again, the discipline from Kaya Hubble, able to not be able to swing at that ball.
She's waiting on that pitch from Paige Parker. Her windup begins. Kaya Hubble makes contact with that one. It's going to be a short ball to the third baseman, but with Kaya Hubble's speed, and by the time that the third baseman comes up and gets that ball, Kaya Hubble's already at first, so you know, with having that little soft slap, it's definitely going to benefit you with that speed.
And now Bo Shelton's going to be up to bat, so, and Bo's more of a power hitter.
Coach Rob Davis is having a little bit of a talk with Bo Shelton before she steps up to the plate.
And now we see Everett King and Paige Parker also having a little talk on the pitcher's mound.
Engel King is walking back to her catching position. We have Kaya Hubble on first base and a big hitter, Bo Shelton, up to the plate.
Bo Shelton's a very powerful hitter. She has 3 home runs on the season, and 1 was in their season opener.
She makes contact with that one. It's going to be a line drive to left fielder Maya Collins. She goes for that dive, but unsuccessfully gets that catch. Kaya Hubble bringing it into third. Looks like it might be she's laying on third. Is she hurt?
Maybe
looks like she's holding her shoulder. Bo Shelton just got a double, but Kaya Hubble maybe didn't have the safest slide into third base.
So there's a meeting for the Frankton team off on the pitcher's mound, probably discussing their latest play and how to execute better.
She's now standing on third base, but we see the athletic trainer kind of checking her out a little bit, making sure everything's okay.
But the score is still 3-0 for the Lady Arabians, and we see Bo Shelton talking back on first to one of the staff.
Still just kind of waiting to see what's happening with Kaya Hubble. The athletic trainer's walking off. She gives her head coach, Rob Davis, a high five, and it looks like she's good to go. Maybe she just didn't slide into third the best way. It was kind of like a face-first slide, and so maybe it just kind of hit her shoulder in the wrong place. Wasn't something that she was planning on, but she is good to go. Now we have number 7, Caitlin Goodwin, up to bat for the Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Earlier in the game, Caitlin Goodwin did have that home run, and this is the same situation they were in last time with the same runner.
We have a little bit of something that kind of controversial that just happened. Head coach Jeremy Parker for the Frankton Eagles went ahead and told Blue to put Caitlin Goodwin on first base.
Maybe the coach of the Frankton Eagles is playing a little bit of a chess match with bases loaded, but they don't have any outs either. Maybe going for the triple play.
Right, but Sydney Clark is a power hitter for the Milton Knights Arabian, so I definitely wonder what his type of reasoning and what he thinks this is going to do. She makes contact with that ball. It's a little bit of a pop fly into the left side of the field, but McKenna Alexander for the Frankton Eagles is able to successfully get that catch. We're now looking at 1 out on the Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Maybe it was a strategic move to put Caitlin Goodwin on base to limit the powerful hit out of the park.
But there still is bases loaded right now, and Morgan Humble is up to bat right now.
Last time, Morgan successfully made it to base off of a slap hit.
Hoping that Morgan can do something great here as the bases are loaded in. Maybe we're looking at a potential grand slam. That's going to be an inside pitch by Paige Parker and Morgan Humble. That's not going to be called a strike. We're looking at 1 ball, no strikes, and 1 out on the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Excuse me.
The worst thing for Paige Parker is to let up a walk here because that means you're down another run.
That ball was super close. Looked like a strike from us here at the press box, but Blue did not call that one. We're now looking at two balls, no strikes, one out for Pendleton Heights player Morgan Humble.
You kind of see the third baseman of Duncan playing up closer towards home.
That is going to be the third ball that Paige Parker has given Morgan Humble in this count. And as you said earlier, Lucas, maybe this might backfire on them as they pit Caitlin Goodwin up on first. But what if Morgan Humble gets walked and that's just a free run that they let happen? That is not going to be the fourth ball, though. We're now looking at one strike up on the count. So three balls, one strike. But the potential of her getting walked is so high considering there needs to be one ball for that to be a walk.
And the umpires have also been kind of calling conservative tonight.
Morgan Humble makes contact with that, but they let that ball go foul. Franklin Eagles does not pick that up. Their head coach is yelling at them, don't pick up that ball, don't pick up that ball. So now, like, but that's kind of relief for Morgan Humble, though. You know, that wasn't really the strongest hit, and she is a stronger player than that. So now she can really go out there and show them what she can do.
It could have been a smarter play for the Franklin Eagles to pick up that ball to tag out Morgan Humble and attempt to throw it home.
And that would have been their third out. Oh. And we just saw a double play happen right then and there. Morgan Humble hit a line drive straight to third baseman Claire Duncan for the Franklin Eagles. Kaya Humble got off a little bit, but by the time Claire caught that ball and Kaya, they were like matched up in the same position, so she was able to successfully tag Kaya out, and that would be the third out for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. So again, that's not the first double play that we've seen this game, and probably not the last. We'll be right back on the Arabian Sports Network for the top of the sixth inning here on 91.7 WEEM.
Be crazy and have fun tuning into the Arabian Stampede with your host.
Hi, I'm Jazz LaVargo.
Hi, my name is Michael Hooker.
Hi, my name is Gracie Wolf.
Every Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., 91.7 WEEM.
Now back to Arabian Softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School for a matchup between the Franklin Eagles and your Pendleton Heights Arabians. We're still looking at a score of 3-0, and the Pendleton Heights Arabians have remained that lead this whole entire game. Previously, at the bottom of the fifth inning, we just saw a great double play executed by the Franklin Eagles.
Yeah, it was Claire Duncan who was able to make the double play on the speedy Kaya Humble and the catch on Morgan Humble.
Gracie Smith is up to bat right now for the Franklin Eagles.
Gracie Smith earlier this game had a hit, but unfortunately caught.
Her first pitch, she goes ahead and fouls that one off.
But great contact by Gracie Smith.
Gracie Smith prepares for her second pitch in this count. She's looking at one ball, one strike. That's going to be another strike for her as she fouls that one off as well.
But once again, another great hit by Smith, but unfortunately it went foul.
Right, she's making that contact, but just not making it to the fullest potential.
Shelby Messer's now attempting her 50th pitch.
She pitches that one way outside, and Blue does not call that one a strike for her. Gracie Smith is now looking at one ball, two strikes.
Which, if you're the pitcher, you want that third strike, but you could let up a ball.
She makes contact with that one. Avery Miller comes over in front of Bo Shelton, gets a hold of that ball. It's just a simple grounder. Again, that's a routine play. She successfully picks up that ball and throws it to first baseman Caitlin Goodwin, where they secure their first out at the top of the sixth inning.
That's just a routine play you practice. You do at practice probably every day for this Lady Arabian squad, picking up the ball and throwing it to first.
Right, those everyday grounders, you know, fielding them, picking them up, making those throws, definitely something that the Pendleton Heights Arabians put into their practice, because they know that it's moments like those where that's going to happen, and you need to know how to successfully execute that.
Now LePage back up at the plate. She had a great line drive.
She lets her first pitch come in as a ball. She's starting off at the top of this count. So looking at one ball, no strikes for Kelly LaPierre.
She had a line drive last time, but unfortunately was caught.
They're going to know that route to Richmond real well, Bill.
She makes contact with that pitch, but it's just a little pop fly straight to second baseman Elena Smith, where she successfully secures that catch. Okay.
Great execution by Elena Smith. No one was in the area to secure the, to get into her way like earlier, but able to secure the ball and secure the their second out of the inning.
Claire Duncan now up to bat for the Frankton Eagles. She is the top of their lineup. She swings at that first pitch that comes into her by Shelby Messer. She's now down in this count with no balls, one strike.
Claire Duncan had that amazing play last inning.
Waiting for that next pitch. She makes contact with that. It's going to be a pop fly. Communication's there, so that's what's going to count. There was communication between Beauchel and Elena Smith. They successfully agreed on who's going to get that catch, and Elena Smith got that. That's going to be the third out for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. We're still looking at a score of 3-0. We'll be right back for the remainder of the sixth inning here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text INDIANA to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Now back to Arabian softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School as we are going to continue the sixth inning. Right now we're in the bottom of the sixth inning in the sectional matchup between the Pendleton Heights Arabians and the Frankton Eagles. Right now in the plate for the Pendleton Heights Arabians is Elena Smith.
Elena Smith had that great catch at the end of the fifth inning.
Her first pitch in this count is going to be a ball. We're now looking at one ball, no strikes.
And you hear the Lady Arabians dugout cheering for Elena Smith to hopefully get on base.
Right, as we mentioned, there's that energy that just maintains in that Pendleton Heights Arabians dugout. But Elena Smith is going to make contact. It's going to be a beautiful hit, but it's just going to go right to center fielder A. Swisher for the Frankton Eagles, and she's going to make that catch.
Great tracking by Swisher to not drop the ball.
Gloria Richardson from Pendleton Heights High School is now going to be up to bat, seen in the right side of the box. We're waiting for that pitch from Paige Parker. She enters her windup, and that first pitch for Gloria Richardson is going to be a ball. We're now looking at one ball, no strikes, but the Pendleton Heights Arabians do have one out on them.
Gloria Richardson last inning had a couple good plays as well.
Looking at two balls and no strikes for Gloria Richardson. That is going to be the third ball that Paige Parker has thrown in this count in a row.
Paige Parker's preparing for her 70th pitch.
That's going to be three balls, one strike. And that is going to be the fourth ball. We see Gloria Richardson now jogging down that first baseline, as that is a walk. That is going to be Paige Parker's first walk of this game.
Besides the strategic play last inning by Franklin's coach to walk Caitlin Goodwin. You hear Franklin's coach shouting some directions to the infielder.
Lots of things happening in this game. Avery Miller up to bat right now. She makes a little bit of contact on that first pitch that comes to her, but it's foul.
Avery Miller has had a couple fantastic plays so far, with especially a stolen base as well.
Miller steps back into that right side of the plate. Gloria Richardson on first. She does have that speed, so maybe we're anticipating a steal. Miller makes contact. Duncan on third base for Franklin throws that ball to second to get the lead runner Gloria Richardson out. It was kind of a little bit of a bobbled throw, but she does get Gloria Richardson out. But Avery Miller is now seen on first.
And now it's Lillian Coffle up to bat, who's another fantastic player. If they do get on base, she has the speed to potentially.
We're still looking at two outs. That is a great slap right back to Paige Parker by Lily Coffle. But Paige Parker, it kind of hits in her glove. She bobbles that. But by the time that she is ready to make that throw, she can't even make throw because Lily Coffle is already at first base.
Now it's going to be Kylie Fisher up to bat. And she's batting a 286. And she's 2-for-7 from the field. And she has two stolen bases on the year.
We're still looking at a score of 3-0, but the Franklin Eagles only need one more out so they can go back, so they can go in and hit and get some, hopefully some runs on the board. That first pitch for senior Kylie Fisher is going to be a ball. We're now looking at one ball, no strikes.
Gloria Richardson might try to attempt a steal.
There's two runners on base right now for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. We are looking at Avery Miller on second and Lily Coffle on first.
Avery Miller might try to attempt the steal third, and Lily Coffle has the speed to make it to second.
Kylie Fisher has a count of one ball, one strike, which just got moved to two balls and one strike. Franklin Eagles still have two outs on the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. Just need one more so they can go into that seventh inning and get those runs up, as it is their final inning to get some runs on this board.
Or to limit Franklin.
That's going to be a ball. That was a lot of oohs from the audience, excuse me, because that was looked like it was a strike again from up here. That wasn't the first ball that we've seen that looks like a strike from the press box, but we now see head coach Jeremy Parker walking on to the field, calling a timeout, maybe a little bit of discussion. But as the players discuss with this 3-0 lead from the Pendleton Heights that the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians have, we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Turn it up.
Have you ever wanted to listen to 91.7 WEEM on your phone, but don't have internet connection?
Try out our new app. It's called 91.7 WEEM.
Now back to Arabian Softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School for the sectional matchup between Franklin and Pendleton Heights. We just got back from a little bit of a break because there was some discussion on the field by head coach for the Franklin Eagles with his girls. We're now looking at Kylie Fisher up in the box. She is at a full count right now, and that is going to be her third strike looking. That is also going to be that's going to be the third out that the Franklin Eagles need for them to have a conclusion to the sixth inning. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love this show.
Drink your cup of joe and listen to the Arabian Roundup with your hosts,
Kennedy Quinn and Bella Myers, every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m. Awesome. 91.7 WEEM. Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Now back to Arabian Softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School. Right now we are at the top of the seventh inning in a game between the Frankton Eagles and the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Pendleton Heights Arabians have maintained that 3-0 lead this whole entire game, starting from the first inning.
Now we see Shelby Messer preparing her a couple warm-up pitches.
Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Frankton Lady Eagles, shortstop number 17, McKenna Alexander,
a key player for the Frankton Eagles with that batting average super high. We are now seeing her step into the plate, and Shelby Messer is going to pitch her first pitch of this inning, and that is going to be a ball.
Alexander's had two attempts at the plate, and she's had one hit so far.
Waiting on that second pitch in this inning. That is going to be an outside ball, another ball by Shelby Messer. So far this game, Shelby Messer has had 57 pitches, and out of those 57, we're looking at 42 strikes. She's faced 19 batters here in these seven innings. Alexander gets a hold of that one, but that is going foul.
It went straight up, almost over the net. But Shelby Messer's a very talented pitcher, and she's getting her chance to shine in this game.
Messer enters her windup. She's going to pitch a strike, but Alexander makes a connection to that ball. It's going to be a pop fly right to Gloria Richardson. She has to come in a few steps, but she successfully gets that catch. That's going to be the first out that the Pendleton Heights Arabians have attained in this inning.
Now batting number two, second
baseman, Jersey Marsh. We now see Jersey Marsh up to bat for the Franklin Eagles, stepping into that right side of the batter's box.
Jersey Marsh has had some great hits so far, but she's had two at bat.
Her first pitch for this count is going to be a strike. Came in right down the middle. She kind of stuck her bat out a little bit, but decided not to make that ultimate contact.
She's had two attempts at the plate, but both have been fouled or caught.
And if the Frankton Eagles are unable to get any runs right now, then the game is going to be it, and the Pendleton Heights Arabians are going to move on in sectionals.
And that is crucial, because that means their next sectional date would be Thursday night here once again.
Marsh is looking at one ball, one strike, and the Pendleton Heights Arabians have one out. She makes contact with that one, but it's going to go foul, which means she now has one ball and two strikes.
It hit the roof of the press box like you heard.
Shelby Messer is so close to a strikeout right here. Hopefully she can do something big. Maybe we'll see a change up, a change in the zone, something, so they can get this out, and that would make them have two outs. That was a super inside pitch, almost clipping batter Jersey Marsh, but she had to move out of the way. But again, super, super inside. We're looking at two balls and two strikes.
Shelby Messer likes those inside pitches, but that was a little too close.
We're waiting on that windup. Here's the windup. There's the pitch. Jersey Marsh makes great contact. It's a line drive that it's not really enough air to get a good catch underneath, but Gloria Richardson does the right thing, lets that ball take a one hop. She gets that, makes it stay in front of her, throws it into Bo Shelton throws it into Shelby Messer, and we now see Jersey Marsh on first, but not too much of a threat for the Pendleton Heights Arabians.
But now you have Hildebrand up to bat, who been known to have more of a power hitter, and they might try for a double play.
Shelby Messer gives Hildebrand her first pitch. Hildebrand makes great contact. Elena Smith is able to successfully get that. And we just saw an awesome double play delivered to you by the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Hildebrand hit that ball to Elena Smith. Elena Smith successfully got that ball stopped, gave it to Bo Shelton at second base, and Bo Shelton threw it to Caitlin Goodwin at first. That is going to be the end of this. Pendleton Heights Arabians just won 3-0. We'll be right back. We'll take a break, but we'll be right back to do the end of our game segments here on the Pendleton Heights Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
I started vaping to relieve stress.
I vape when I'm anxious.
I vape when I feel depressed.
The irony is, vaping actually increases my stress.
It makes me more anxious.
It makes my depression worse.
They're not the only ones the multi-billion-dollar vaping industry has lied to. Vaping does a number on the mental and physical health of teens, and it's designed to be addictive, so teens keep vaping and keep buying. It's a never-ending cycle, but there is hope. If you know a teen who vapes, encourage them to join the hundreds of thousands of people who are quitting. Tell them to text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit. Vaping never helps. It only hurts. Now's the time to quit, and no one has to do it alone. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Indiana needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Now back to Arabian softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School, where your Pendleton Heights Arabians just successfully had a 3-0 sectional win over the Frankton Eagles.
Yeah, it was a very good game. And to open the game up, Caitlin Goodwin had a home run to bring two runners into the game.
Right, it was a great team effort by all the players from Pendleton Heights Arabians. We saw home run. Shelby Messer on the mound pitched a complete shutout. Lots of different factors that carried into this game. You know, we decided that the key contributors to this game are going to be communication and discipline. If you're not communicating in that field, which we saw from both teams, there's going to be balls that are going to be dropped that should be catches, and that's just not really what you want in this game. But also discipline is super important on that mound. If you are not disciplined in that box, if you're not disciplined in that box, then you're not going to be getting the hits that you want.
Yeah, Shelby Messer pitched a fantastic game once as well. She went 66 for 48 four pitcher strikes, and she pitched all seven innings.
Right, lots of great things, but looking out for Pendleton Heights, the key players that are going to stick out to us is going to be Shelby Messer and Caitlin Goodwin. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back for our coaches' conversation, where we will sit down with head coach Rob Davis, discuss all the things that just happened to this game, ask him a few quick questions, and we're going to see what we can expect next for the Pendleton Heights Arabians team in sectionals. We will be right back on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion-dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Now back to Arabian Softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to Legends Field here at Pendleton Heights High School, where the Lady Arabians just successfully beat the Frankton Eagles in a 3-0 win. Right now I'm sitting down with head coach Rob Davis. And Coach Rob Davis, what were you thinking about going into this game?
Well, I knew Jeremy would come here and be very competitive, which they were. He had his team ready to play. We left. I knew it was going to be a challenge. I didn't think it was going to be a challenge like it was.
And you say it was a challenge. What parts were challenging that you think?
Well, we had 8 hits. We left the bases loaded. We had runners at second and third, or bases loaded with one or no outs a couple, 3 times, and couldn't even get a run. So, you know, other than the first inning with the 3-run homer, we didn't really execute very well and didn't really have good approaches at the plate.
And what can we expect for your team for the rest of sectionals as you go on to continue and hopefully play some more games?
Well, one day at a time. You know, next up, I'm not sure if it's LaPel or Madison Grand. I haven't heard who won or they're playing now. So we'll play the winner of that game and with a chance to advance.
And in practices, are you working on anything special that's helping your players do what they're doing out on the field?
The skill, we talk about the skill levels. That's not the problem. It's more the mental stuff now. Being prepared, being ready. I thought we didn't come with a lot of energy for as much as this game meant. I thought we kind of went through the motions to play. We looked at a lot of strikes, and we didn't get the barrel on the ball. So, we'll talk about it and make some adjustments, and we'll see what happens on Thursday.
Well, thank you, Coach Rob Davis, and congrats on your team's 3-0 win against the Frankton Eagles. When we come back, we'll be naming the player of the game, so stay tuned here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I love this show.
Drink your cup of joe and listen to the Arabian Roundup with your hosts,
Kennedy Quinn and Bella Myers, every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m. Awesome. 91.7 WEEM.
Now back to Arabian Softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM, where we will be talking about all things that just happened in this game between the Pendleton Heights Arabians and the Frankton Eagles. Pendleton Heights had a great shutout against the Frankton Eagles with a 3-0 win. And for this game, we're going to have to name the player of the game, Caitlin Goodwin.
Yeah, Caitlin Goodwin got the Arabians on the board in that first inning with that home run, and that was the only score of this game.
Right, without that home run, you wouldn't have seen those 3 runs up on that board. So Caitlin Goodwin, she didn't win the game for the Arabians, but she got the runs on the board that won the game for the Arabians. But their defense, offense, other moves that they played, and as a whole team had come together, and they successfully beat the Frankton Eagles. Stay tuned. We don't know who the Pendleton Heights Arabians are yet playing. It's either going to be between LaPel or Madison Grant. Whichever one wins their game that they're playing, Pendleton Heights will be taking them on here again at Pendleton Heights on Thursday for another sectional matchup.
And first pitch for that game, it's 5:30 once again.
And we just want to give ahead and give a thank you to all of our sponsors, everyone who's listening. Aiden Wilson back at the studio doing our board op. Without this production would not have been able to be done. And we just want to thank all of our listeners, and we hope that everybody has a great night. Again, that is a 3-0 sectional win for the Pendleton Heights Arabians versus the Frankton Eagles. Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.